Item number one is a subdivision and rezoning for the property located at 1326 and 1330 Ravelson Avenue West under file DASZ 11 of 2011. And in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item number two is a variance for the said property under file DAV 1188-22 of 2011-D.
Okay. With me today on my right is Councillor Steen from Elmwood East Kildonan. On my left is Councillor Berwati, the ward of North Kildonan, and John Wintrup, who is the area planner. So we'll start the hearing. We'll also, just to keep in mind, for those of you who haven't attended a hearing before, some of you have, we first of all go through those who are registered in support. The applicant gets to speak first. And then we try to limit it to 10 minutes in terms of the delegations. There may be questions. If you hear somebody who's, if you hear something that's already been said to what you wanted to say, you don't necessarily have to come up and speak again. You can just indicate it, I'm here in support or in opposition or for information. You don't necessarily have to speak, but you do have that right if you so desire. There's also questions. The councillors may have questions of you right after your presentation. So we'll start the delegations. The applicant is registered here today, Councillor Shirley Tim Rudolph. There you go. Well, you get to take the title with you. Mr. Norm Boyle and Jackie Wilkie. So if you could state your names and addresses for the record again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Shirley Tim Rudolph. I reside at 1036 McIver Avenue. Postal code R2G2J9.
My name's Norm Boyle. I live at 685 Bonner Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R2G2J8.
Jackie Wilkie is the Young Russell Group.
Thanks, Andy. Just before you start, Shirley, the applicant has a right, will speak as the applicant to put forward their case, and then we'll hear all delegations, and then the applicant has the opportunity to come back and address any concerns or issues they may have heard in presentation. So go ahead, Mr. Murdoch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Starlight Village, it's a neighborhood development by North Grassy Properties, and it's presented by myself, Shirley Tim Rudolph. I'm a consultant for the company. Who are North Grassy Properties? North Grassy Properties is a small family-owned registered Winnipeg business and has been in existence since 1972. During their company's history, North Grassy Properties has designed and built many residential infill communities and neighborhoods throughout Winnipeg, like Algonquin Estates, Oakwood Estates, North Grassy, Promenade du Parc, Avalon Estates, Mira Vista, Arrowwood, South Bend, Arrowhead, etc. My experience with the company is twofold. First, as a neighbor to the Algonquin Estates development, and secondly, as a former city councillor and former chairperson for the City of Winnipeg Planning Committee. In both cases, I acknowledge North Grassy Properties and its first-class completion of each of their developments, and for their work ethic and commitment to both new home owners and towards existing adjacent neighbors. North Grassy Properties has shown incredible integrity throughout their actions and a solid reputation to be very encouraging and philanthropic towards many community endeavors. They have supported new playground equipment for neighborhood parks to assisting many schools and children's organizations in the East Kildonan Transcona area with their projects. North Grassy Properties builds all their neighborhoods with a balanced approach, encompassing a vision for future generations and caring respect for the present community and its immediate adjoining neighbors with their future opportunities in mind. On April 15th, 2010, an application was filed to rezone the subject property by North Grassy Properties. Winnipeg Public Service and Mr. John Winthrop, District Planner, provided an administrative planning report which recommended approval of the rezoning application, which was in accordance to the secondary plan for the Transcona West neighborhood, which was adopted by Winnipeg City Council on July the 16th, 2008, bylaw number 215/2006. September the 28th, 2010, at the East Kildonan Transcona Community Committee, public hearing, 3 registered in support, 19 registered in opposition, and 12 registered for information purposes only. This was out of approximately 88 homes in the area on Almy and Ravelston Avenue combined. The East Kildonan and Transcona Community Committee rejected and denied the rezoning application based on the following quoted reasons by Councillor Russ Wyatt. One, there are significant issues outstanding. You are not just dealing with vacant lands. You are dealing with existing homes and an existing neighborhood. Two, if we do not deal with the longstanding issues of transportation in the area, the situation will only get worse. Three, there is a need to connect Reindeers to Peguis and to deal with the Almy Avenue intersection. There was the assumption made this will happen with this application, and that's not the case. Four, the proposed road network does not allow for this and the future to be adequately serviced by transit. December 2010, North Brassy Properties withdraws its application for further review. January 2011, North Brassy Properties retains the services of Shirley Tim Rudolph, consultant, to review the past application. In January 2011, the consultant met with Councillor Russ Wyatt regarding the rejection of Starlight Village development plan. Between January 2011 to March 2011, the consultant met with landowners of Kildonan Place Shopping Centre, Shindico, to investigate the possibility of extending Reindeers, as well as with GenStar and the City of Winnipeg personnel. In April 2011, changes made to the Starlight Village development plan and a new rezoning application is made to the City of Winnipeg. The general neighborhood area is located between Lajumodier Boulevard and extends east to the future north-south transportation corridor, Edward Shire Parkway, from the CPR Railway in the north through to Regent Avenue in the south. This landmass comprises of approximately 490-plus acres of future developable residential lands, not including the future commercial lands, and not any small lot subdivisions. Of the vacant 490 acres, there are approximately 350 acres owned by GenStar privately and in combination with GenStar and the City of Winnipeg joint venture. Additionally, there are a variety of small private land ownerships, and 33 acres is owned by North Brassy Properties, and additionally, future commercial properties yet to be developed. This also does not include any future small lot subdivision. All of the lands are currently zoned agricultural. There are currently approximately 88 residential properties combined, which exist both on Almy Avenue and Ravelston Avenue West. Almy Avenue is serviced with sewer and water, but not all of the residents are connected. Conversely, Ravelston Avenue West residents have septic fields, some homes with holding tanks, and all have wells which provide potable water. Both streets are gravel roadways with ditches. Immediately to the south of Almy Avenue are further developable lands. The two large properties are owned by Kildonan Place Shopping Center, Cambridge Ivanhoe out of Toronto, and Shindico Realty. Both properties are currently undeveloped and are zoned agricultural. Both of these properties are immediately adjoining prime commercially zoned real estate. The properties are located on the north and south side of Reindeers Avenue from approximately Stapon Street to the current pavement end of Reindeers Avenue and then through to Peguis Street. Currently, neither of these properties have their own provisions and or access available to land drainage capacity for development. The only opportunity for future land drainage capacity for these properties is to obtain land drainage from the closest future residential development to the east on Peguis Street. The lands to the immediate east of Peguis Street are owned by GenStar/the City of Winnipeg joint venture. It's a general area map that shows you Harborview in the north, the CPR railway line separating Harborview South from the area. Just immediately below Harborview South is privately owned lands. To the right is a combination between GenStar Holdings that they own separately and privately, and the combination lands that GenStar is in partnership with the City of Winnipeg through the joint venture. And then below that, immediately underneath the GenStar lands, you'll see more GenStar lands. They own all of that from Ralston West right up to behind the Costco store. To the left, you'll see Kildonan Place Shopping Center, Shindico, Almy Avenue, Starlight Village, and then Ralston Avenue again. A community meeting was held on Thursday, May 25th, 2011 at Canada Inn's Club Region Casino Hotel with 26 residents attending. These residents represented approximately 13 homes out of the 88 homes combined in the existing area. At the conclusion of the meeting, some residents signed letters of support for the rezoning, and a few residents have requested North Grassy Properties consider purchasing their residual lands from their large lots. And further, since the installation of the site signage advertising this public hearing tonight, we have received additional calls from some local area residents, and they have provided a petition in support of the rezoning application. And these I'd like to table with the clerk. At the community meeting, many questions were asked, and in this regard, we have respectfully endeavored to address each of the questions and the concerns with factual information. North Grassy Properties completely understands that the existing neighborhood needs to be assured that every reasonable measure is in place to ensure that North Grassy Properties North Grassy Property completely understands that the existing neighborhood needs to be assured that every reasonable measure is in place to ensure that North Grassy Properties will be a good neighbor. North Grassy Properties wants everyone to fully understand they are responsible corporate citizens who plan on being in this community for the long term. They build strong and vibrant neighborhoods, but most importantly, they also build lasting, respectful, and effective relationships with all of their neighbors. We will share many of the questions with you this evening, including our responses as follows. Drainage issues. The residents on the south side of Almy Avenue complained about drainage problems behind their properties, which related to the Shindico lands located on Reinders Avenue. There were also concerns raised about some Ralston Avenue residents. To an existing home which was built at a higher elevation and has caused flooding and to the adjoining and surrounding properties. Generally, the residents agreed there is a need for better land drainage and wanted assurance that the Starlight Village development would not impact the adjoining properties. In addressing both the Reinders Avenue property owned by Shindico Realty and existing property owner on Ravelston Avenue West regarding land drainage, these are difficult issues, as North Grassy Property was not the applicant in either of the developments. As such, we're not able to respond as to what happened and feel the responsibility rests with the City of Winnipeg and are best addressed with the assistance of the local ward councillor and or the East Kildonan and Transcona Community Committee. However, we did manage to find out that Shindico Realty has increased the size of the dry pond in an attempt to address the past drainage problems with their neighbors on Almy Avenue. It is important to note that a dry pond is a very different system than a stormwater retention basin. The land drainage system, which will be constructed from for Starlight Village, will be controlled by a stormwater retention basin, as designed by Stantec Engineering in accordance with and as required by the City of Winnipeg's Water and Waste Department engineers. The stormwater retention basin will provide land drainage for the whole area far beyond just the needs of the new subdivision. This will also include the construction of any swales and catch basins as may be required between the neighboring privately owned lands and the new subdivision. The stormwater retention basin will be connected to the deep pond on Ravelston Avenue West, east of Pegla Street. Traffic issues. Residents expressed concerns regarding traffic using Almy Avenue. They indicated approximately a few years ago they had presented a petition to the East Kildonan Transcona Community Committee requesting that a traffic restriction be placed on Almy Avenue prohibiting eastbound traffic on Almy Avenue from turning right onto Pegla Street from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. in my notes, but it might have been a different time. And additionally, northbound traffic on Pegwa Street be restricted from turning left onto Almy Avenue during the same hours. North Grassy Properties advised the residents of its immediate support to the traffic restriction as requested by the residents on Almy Avenue and conveys the same message of support now to the East Kildonan and Transcona Community Committee. Closure of Almy Avenue at Lajumoje Boulevard. Residents also discussed the closure of Almy Avenue at Lajumoje Boulevard. The residents advised the closure was dependent upon the connection of the existing reinders through to Pegwa Street. We were advised some 700 to 800 cars a day use Almy / Ravelston Avenue West, with most vehicles making a southbound turn at Lajumoje Boulevard. In order to address the street closure issue, a historical reference must be made. In the 1990s, the vacant land behind the Canadian Tire was for sale. The local ward councillor had been in discussions with Mark Fenwick, who was the general manager of the Kildonan Place Shopping Centre, principal owners Cambridge Ivanhoe out of Toronto, regarding a possible expansion of their shopping centre. It was suggested by the councillor at the time Cambridge Ivanhoe should consider purchasing the vacant land, as Kildonan Place might require the additional land in the future. Shortly thereafter, Cambridge Ivanhoe purchased that vacant land. Around this time, Genstar made application for a residential subdivision just to the east of the Cambridge Ivanhoe newly acquired property on Pegwa Street. Genstar received approval for the rezoning application by the East Kildonan and Transcona Community Committee for their subdivision. As a condition of Genstar's subdivision approval, they were responsible to provide the necessary future land drainage requirements for all of the lands to the immediate west of Pegwa Street via the stormwater retention basin, with a full payback from Cambridge Ivanhoe and Shindico Realty upon connection. This condition was applied to the Genstar's rezoning, as there was no capacity in the existing land drainage system on Reinders. In the late 1990s, Kildonan Place, Cambridge Ivanhoe was approached to donate a section of their land, vacant land, for the future connection of the existing Reinders to Pegwa Street. In approximately the year 2000, monies were identified in the City of Winnipeg's five-year capital budget for the construction of Reinders Avenue. In a meeting earlier this year with Mr. Peter Havens, the new general manager of Kildonan Place Shopping Centre, he had advised a small section of land was conveyed from Cambridge Ivanhoe to the City of Winnipeg for the future extension of Reinders Avenue, and in May 2005, the transfer of land had been completed to the City of Winnipeg. Mr. Havens further advised Kildonan Place Shopping Centre had applied to the City of Winnipeg in the recent past for expansion of the shopping centre and will again in the future. However, they have not applied to rezone any of the vacant lands. In another meeting with Sandy Schindelman, CEO for Shindico Realty, he advised his land located on the north side of Reinders Avenue was very limited for possible development because of its size and the lack of land drainage availability at this time. As well, in speaking early this year with Mr. Jerry Klein of Genstar, he advised his company decided to enter into a joint venture with the City of Winnipeg in 2004. And as such, a decision was made to develop the lands north of Devonshire Avenue, west of Plessis Road, known as Kildonan Green Subdivision, instead of the land located east of Pegwa Street during that time. However, he advised, with Kildonan Green Subdivision nearing completion stage now, Genstar and the City of Winnipeg Joint Venture Committee were in discussions and planning for their next subdivision. The City of Winnipeg's representative on the Genstar City of Winnipeg Joint Venture Committee are Councillors Russ Wyatt, appointed by City Council, and Councillor Jeff Barotti, appointed as Chairman of the Planning Committee. Mr. Klein indicated that he would certainly be interested in starting a new development on the Genstar City of Winnipeg Joint Venture lands located on the east side of Pegwa Street, but it would be at the discretion of both Councillors Wyatt and Barotti. As well, earlier this year, North Grassy Properties and I met with the City of Winnipeg staff, Mr. Phil Schiegel, who is now the CAO, Mr. Michael Ruda, Director of Finance, and Deepak Joshi, Director of Planning, Property, and Development, to look for solutions with regard to Reinders Avenue extension. In conclusion, the City of Winnipeg does not have the ownership of all of the lands needed for the extension of Reinders Avenue, and there is also no land drainage available for the construction of a new roadway. Therefore, it is impossible to construct the extension of Rangers at this time. In the future, as part of the development of these lands to the north and the south of Rangers, provisions should be made for the transfer of land to the City of Winnipeg to allow for the connection of the existing Rangers Avenue through to Pegwa Street, and as well the lands to the east of Pegwa Street be required to include the necessary land drainage, which must be addressed prior to any construction of Rangers Avenue. It is important to note North Grassy Properties is a relatively small infill developer with a total of 33 acres of developable land in comparison to the greater area of 490 acres yet to be developed in the future. It is worth noting that this also does not include the further future commercial lands that are owned by Clendenin and Place Shopping Center in Shintoko Realty. However, North Grassy Properties recognizes and is committed to being a part of the larger solution to this problem. And in this regard, North Grassy Properties is prepared, based on the approval of its current application, to contribute a reasonable percentage towards the City of Winnipeg's portion of concrete paving costs for two lanes as part of the future extension of Rangers Avenue. This is conditional upon an overall area-wide charge basis of contribution from all future developable lands in the area participating. It is also important to note the closure of Almy Avenue at Lajumoje Boulevard in the near future is still possible, especially with the paving of Pegwa Street south from Ravelston West to just north of Costco. There would be a limited inconvenience to the current traffic flows, which now use Almy Avenue and Ravelston Avenue West as a shortcut. With a paving of Pegwa Street from Ravelston West to south of Costco would certainly provide for a much safer access for commuters and the existing local neighborhood to Region Avenue, which is a regional street and currently has an underutilized traffic signal. Apartments. A resident wanted to know why apartments were included in the subdivision and how high they would be. There was an additional question by another resident regarding the height of the condominiums. One resident did not want an apartment block behind her house. There are three significant reasons for the inclusion of apartments in the subdivision. Firstly, North Grassy Properties commissioned an independent market analysis which identified the housing needs for the Transcona area. The market analysis report advised that currently there is a huge need and demand for affordable rental accommodations in the Transcona area. The shortage of apartment units is resulting in extremely long waiting lists for apartment units, and the report indicated there is also a further demand for additional condominiums in the area. At this point in time, it is known Winnipeg is facing an overall deficiency of rental accommodations. Many people who are interested in renting in the Transcona area have been left with no option other than to move into someone's basement. For many people, these options are totally unacceptable, as they desire to live respectfully in the community they were raised in, to be close to their employment and extended family. The need for condominiums is continuing to grow with an aging population and lifestyle changes, as many existing residents are looking at downsizing or relieving themselves of yard maintenance aspect of house ownership. The second important factor has been recognized by Winnipeg City Council, as they have passed a resolution on May 19, 2010, requesting the City of Winnipeg Administration provide a report on strategies to address the shortage of affordable rental accommodations in the City of Winnipeg. The administration report was recently presented to the City of Winnipeg's Planning Committee and states, an individual may start in a lower cost apartment when they enter the market, move into a larger apartment as income and their family grows, and eventually purchase a house or a condominium according to their needs, then move into a larger house as their family continues to grow, and at some point might downsize as the family matures and the children move away. The availability of choice at all levels is critical to a healthy housing market. It is important to understand that the entire housing market must function freely if households are to occupy housing that is most appropriate to their needs. Availability of affordable housing is affected by the availability of housing at all other levels along the continuum. The administrative report further states the shortage of apartments is particularly significant in Winnipeg, where the vacancy rate is among the lowest of major markets in Canada. If Manitoba wants to retain skilled young workers and families, they need housing options to help them start out. Restoring the balance in the resale market is paramount importance to the future of this province. Councillor Jeff Baratti, Chairman of the Planning Committee, in an interview with the Winnipeg Free Press published on Saturday, June the 4th, stated our vacancy rates are exceptionally low. On January 27th, 2010, Winnipeg City Council endorsed the call to action, a plan of Our Winnipeg, to support the creation of affordable housing units as part of larger developments. In the Winnipeg Free Press article titled Housing in Crisis, City Blowing a Chance for Growth, dated Sunday, June the 12th, 2011, written by Bartley Keyes, he states Winnipeg needs to stimulate the creation of all kinds of housing, homes, condos, and apartments, ideally all in the same neighborhoods, in every section of Winnipeg. North Grassy Property wishes to address the local community needs for affordable rental apartments and condominium housing as part of their infill residential neighborhood. The apartments and condominiums component will provide for a setting that will assist in the viability and achievability of an affordable infill neighborhood. In the simplest of terms, so everyone understands, North Grassy Properties must ensure the subdivision is economically viable, achievable, and affordably balanced for the purchaser and renter. These future residents of Starlight Village are being expected to finance as part of their purchase of a new home, condo, or their rental costs for the construction of Pegwood Street, the larger stormwater retention basin for servicing the neighborhood area, wider roads to accommodate Winnipeg transit buses, providing for a larger neighborhood park along with active pedestrian bicycle transportation trail, and committing to the share of the cost of Reindeer's pavement, etc., all of which have been requested by the City of Winnipeg to be included as part of this small 33-acre development. We have assured the residents the height of the apartment blocks will be no higher than 4 levels and the condominiums no higher than 2 levels. As for the location of the apartments, there is a separation of more than 400 feet from the existing residential dwellings. This is far more than separation than most of the current apartment blocks existing in the Transcona area and other parts of the East Kildonan, including the newest apartment blocks recently constructed in Harborview South subdivision. There has also been no evidence to show that land values are affected both in older or newer home sales by the proximity of apartments. Once constructed, the apartments will include both fencing and landscaping along the back portion of their properties. Sensitive lands and park. One resident was concerned about the removal of the existing trees, and another resident asked why the park location was changed. These are the same trees in area which have already been reviewed by the City of Winnipeg under the previous application and section identified as natural lands. As indicated in the past City of Winnipeg planning report dated July the 8th, 2010, both the City Naturalist and Park Planner determined the lands were not environmentally sensitive natural land, and many of the trees had succumbed to flooding, and many of the poplars are dead throughout the area. They also stated the site had seen disturbance and dumping in the past, especially along the north edge. The park location and configuration
Mr.
changed.
Mr. Rudolph, sorry for interrupting you. Could you, I just thought there's a technical problem?
I was just looking up something. I'm listening, is it?
Oh, okay. All right. All right, continue. Sorry about that.
The park location and configuration changed because of two significant factors. The first was to accommodate the widening of the roadway to accommodate Winnipeg Transit services. And the other is to provide for an active pedestrian bicycle transportation trail along the main roadway, which was requested by Councillor Wyatt, while continuing to maintain the viability of the subdivision. Proposed development. What's being planned? North Grassy Properties is proposing a new infill residential subdivision called Starlight Village to be located on 33 acres of vacant land between Ravelston Avenue West and Almy Avenue West, west of Teguise in the Transcona area. The subdivision will consist of 80 single-family homes, condominiums, and apartment units. As a conscientious business, North Grassy Properties is dedicated to providing a donation of two building lots in support of Habitat for Humanity homes. In speaking with Mr. Sandy Hopkins, CEO, Habitat for Humanity, we have been assured Habitat builds new homes that will be well suited to their new neighborhood and their recipient family needs. Habitat homes are built to provide an opportunity for affordable housing to families in need. All of the homes receive Manitoba Hydro Power Smart Gold Standard and are leaders in energy and environmental design across Canada. And there's just some information if anybody ever wants to support the project. As an infill development, Starlight Village residents will have access to the existing neighborhood schools, churches, community centers, shopping centers, and general regional infrastructure such as police, ambulance, fire services, libraries, etc., without adding any new cost to the city of Winnipeg. In fact, Starlight Village will be revitalizing many of these community institutions. Infill development is intended to provide affordable residential neighborhoods for families. With the East Kelowna and Transcona Councillor's approval of the rezoning application DASZ 1111 variances and agreement, North Grassy Properties is committed to building a fully serviced infill residential subdivision with concrete streets, sidewalks, sewer, water, land drainage, boulevard trees, and ornamental lighting, providing a neighborhood park with space for a play structure, including a temporary interim sodded active playing field area 1 acre in size for use by the community until phase two of the development is underway, where a larger park space will be developed along with an active pedestrian bicycle transportation trail. Area land drainage will be provided via a lake drainage system to benefit both the new development and the larger existing area. The subdivision will also include wider roads to accommodate Winnipeg Transit services. All house builders will adhere to development parameters and design compatibility standards. North Grassy Properties will construct of two lanes of pavement on Pegwa Street from the existing concrete pavement near Gospo North to Ravelston Avenue West, as highlighted on the area map, with a payback for one lane from the City of Winnipeg as per the standard city policy and procedures. And that's the area plan that everybody has seen. We've just actually shown where a play structure could be located and the actual location of the pedestrian trail along here. This would be a temporary park area, just a field that North Grassy is prepared to sod as well as drain to the catch basin located in the street. As an interim measure, they're not planning on leaving this area. They'd like to continue with further development down the road, and this would they would then include more park space within the next phases of the subdivision. The significance of Starlight name. The name Starlight comes from a nostalgic and very relative past in the Transcona area. In 1954, the City of Transcona supported the construction of the Starlight Drive-In, which was located on Regent Avenue West. The Starlight Drive-In operated at this location for almost 30 years and provided the residents of Transcona and Winnipeg with many memorable and unforgettable times. Families, couples, friends would go en masse to watch notable Hollywood stars in their favorite motion pictures. It was an enjoyable event to watch Hollywood stars like Marilyn Monroe, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, and others perform on a giant screen. Even the kids on the bicycles could watch from afar and delight in the sights, even without the sound of voices. These enjoyable summer evenings include hot buttered popcorn, soft drinks, licorice, while curled up snugly on the seats in your car. With the construction of the new theater at Kildonan Place, and people's ability to watch their much-loved Hollywood stars from the comfort of their own homes, drive-ins like Starlight became obsolete. As part of the Starlight Village concept in history, it is envisioned street names such as Venice Beach, Hollywood Park Cove, Rodeo Drive, Beverly Hills Place, West Hollywood Boulevard, Santa Monica Drive, San Bernardino Court, and Santa Ana Place would be included. In reviewing the administrative report as prepared by Mr. John Winthrop, district planner, dated June the 8th, 2011, he indicated the following observation and is recommending approval of the subdivision for the following reasons. Consistent with Plan Winnipeg and any applicable secondary plan, does not create a substantial adverse effect on amenities, use, safety, and inconvenience of the adjoining properties and adjacent area, including an area separated from the property by a street or waterway. It is the minimal modification of a zoning bylaw required to relieve the injurious effects of the zoning bylaw on the applicant's property and is compatible with the area in which the property to be affected is situated. The Planning and Land Use Division supports the rezoning and subdivision, the property to residential to allow for the construction of residential dwellings. The proposed land use is consistent with the adjacent properties on the nearby streets of residential land. The proposed development will enable the future development of the unserviced lands between Olney and Ravelston and better facilitate the development of the unserviced lands north of Ravelston. Municipal service will be extended into the area, including land drainage, with the construction of the new retention pond, and will enable the future extension of land drainage pipes for the existing residents. The location of residential development will be within walking distance of Winnipeg's second largest regional commercial concentration, thus decreasing the required travel times to acquire goods and services, and enabling multiple transportation choices for people to reach commercial employment destinations. A diversity of housing types will accommodate all stages of life, from new families to the aging in place. However, the division is recommending the application be adjourned at this time. The proposed open space dimension, size, and location is problematic. The amount of park space there is virtually no usable park space. And these are pieces that I've taken extracted right from his report. The PR land adjacent to the retention pond will be mostly retention side slopes with almost no flat area. The PR land south of the Collector Street is too narrow to enable any kind of meaningful park development. And while linear in scale and configuration, it doesn't provide for the type of linkages characteristics of a linear park. The Collector Street crosses most of the highest quality natural area, and far too much serviced park frontage is being provided. Open space provisions need to be further addressed to ensure the specific design and land use proposed on the subject lands will continue to encourage the reinvestment in the surrounding area and provide recreational opportunities for residents. I wish to thank the district planner for his report. However, I offer the following observations and comments. Prior to the application being filed with the City of Winnipeg, we met with Mr. Winthrop to review the plans and the layout of the subdivision, and at that time he offered no comments and or since the application was filed until the concluding report. Mr. Norm Boyle, North Grassy Properties, North Grassy Property Representative, Jackie Wilkie, who is a parks designer and planner with McGowan Russell Design Group, and I met with Ms. Donna Beaton, the park planner for the City of Winnipeg. During the meeting, Ms. Beaton identified her concerns relative to the park-designated land as part of the subdivision. We explained the limitations and the challenges of the 33-acre site at this time by all the additional requests for wider roadways, for transit, active pedestrian transportation trail, the requirements for the land drainage services for the future area far beyond the subdivision's needs, and the associated costs for additional community amenities outside of the development area, etc., and as required by the City of Winnipeg and Ward Councillor, as well as keeping in mind this was supposed to be an affordable infill subdivision. We also advised Ms. Beaton this was phase one of the subdivision, and phase two would provide for additional park designated land, which would accommodate and alleviate her concerns. Ms. Beaton advised that she would meet with the ward counselor to discuss the situation and get back to us. She called back briefly to provide some feedback from her meeting with the ward counselor and further advised that she would follow up with an email. To date, I've received no email. even though I had requested it be provided to me. I also sent a follow-up email to Ms. Beaton after the telephone conversation, requesting her email be sent, and I have still not received a reply. Let's set the record straight. North Brassey Properties is not avoiding its responsibilities, but it is requesting some assistance, understanding, flexibility, and common sense to be applied for, by, and from the City of Winnipeg, as has been provided by North Brassey Properties to all of the City of Winnipeg and Ward Councillors' demands and requests. The following suggestion and support from the East Kelowna and Transcona Councillors would assist in making this infill subdivision a reality. This in turn would allow for many long-standing issues in this area to be addressed. As an interim resolution to the recommendation regarding the park spaces identified in the administrative report, North Brassey Properties is proposing and offering to collaborate with the City of Winnipeg to provide for the construction of a temporary sodded active playing field area, 1.5 acres in site, on North Brassey Properties land, immediately adjacent to Phase 1 for the use by the community until Phase 2 of the development is underway, where a larger park space will be developed to address the concerns permanently. Note, signage will be constructed and installed identifying that the park space is temporary in nature and that a caveat would be placed on the three properties, and that would be these three properties here, backing onto the temporary part, letting the purchasers clearly know that the park is temporary. This does not create a precedent, as these kinds of allowances have occurred in the past in other areas, including the East Kelowna and Transcona area. Summary, merits of the approval. Improvements in the land drainage for the overall immediate surrounding area. New concrete paved access on Pegwa Street from Ravelston south to Pasco allows for Winnipeg Transit to service the area residents. New housing choices for the larger community and choices to live in Transcona. New construction employment, purchasing construction materials from local suppliers. Increase to the assessment base resulting in additional property taxes for the City of Winnipeg. Future opportunities for the expansion of servicing for the larger community needs, future ability for area residents to develop their own lands, two new Habitat for Humanity homes, affordable infill development, continued support for community projects and endeavors, recognition of community history, revitalization of many local institutions, meets the secondary plan for the Transcona West neighborhood, which was adopted by the City of Winnipeg City Council on July 16, 2008, bylaw 215-2006, supportive report and recommendations for approval, DASZ 1111 by the district planner. In conclusion, North Brassey Properties respectfully requests the approval of Starlight Village subdivision and rezoning DASZ 1111 and the associated variances as per the plan submitted. On behalf of North Brassey Properties, we thank the East Kelowna and Transcona Councillors for the time, attention, and their consideration. Both Mr. Norm Boyle and Jackie Wilkie and I are available to answer any questions of the Councillors as they pertain to the application and the associated variances.
Thank you. Thanks. Mr. Boyle and Mr. Wilkie have anything else you'd like to add at this time?
I think that's lots.
Okay. Okay. Not a problem. Thanks. Are there any questions of the delegation at this time? I know you'll have an opportunity to come back up afterwards. Councillor Bawadi has a question.
You suggested that it was impossible at this time to extend Reinders from its termination by Kildonan Place Mall through to Peguis, but you also suggested back in 2005, is it Cambridge Ivanhoe that owns Kildonan Place? In fact, transferred some of that land to the city, and our current maps show that the city is in ownership of the land between Reinders and Peguis.
It's just a very small piece, and it only extends probably halfway from between where the existing Reinders roadway stops or turns to where Peguis Street is. As a matter of fact, just maybe get that up here and just show you what I'm talking about.
Map I pulled up, the reason I went over to the Clears computer is I wanted to see where our land was, and it looks like it is a straight line continuing from where the road ends through to Pecos.
No, it's just a small piece. Matter of fact, Mr. Havens and I actually found this section. Put that up. You own just a tiny piece in this section here. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Just hang on. These things are so fast. Okay. Oh.
No.
I'm trying to figure out which one I have to do. I think it's control. Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, you have a small section in here that the city owns, but you don't have all the rest that's in this part here. It's a bit of a jog in the ownership of this land.
I'll double check, but if not, it's Cambridge Ivanhoe, which would...
Well, but eventually both these parties would have to provide some land to the city.
Okay.
You know, I would suggest to you, I don't think you'd want to ask one of the companies to provide all four lanes,
no.
The availability for all four lanes. But usually, typically, one developer will pay for the, you know, would provide for two lanes,
okay.
Donate the land for two lanes. The other developer would provide for two lanes.
You seem very well versed with everything that's been going on in newspaper articles and such. Are you familiar with the recent debate that's gone on with the redevelopment of the Walmart site south of Regent Avenue?
Not particularly. It's
okay.
Not something the company's paying me to do.
The issue is Regent Avenue does not perform very well. You've suggested, I apologize to everybody in this room here, but you've suggested that turning restrictions be placed on Alney Avenue, which would prohibit quote-unquote pass-through traffic. I don't like the idea of having to use Regent Avenue to get to Costco. And what you're suggesting here is to do, with your support, you would place turning restrictions from Peguis onto Alney and from Regent onto Alney that would prohibit that. Is that not correct?
Well, most of the traffic is making a southbound turn when it gets to the corner of La Jemoji and Almy Avenue. Okay. And I've even sat there just to confirm it in my own mind, and I saw one car after another car turning southbound.
Using the light to turn south, okay.
Using the vehicle to turn south. And I guess whether they travel all the way, whether it's, I would assume, Ravelston going this way to turn south. What's the difference if they're coming this way and going south? They all end up at this location at some point or another.
I'm saying you have all the residents in North Kildonan and trying to get from Costco, avoiding the mishmash of what is Regent Avenue.
Yeah.
We've been dealing with, Regent Avenue is poorly planned. I take responsibility, all of our predecessors, I think, should share in the responsibility for that mess up. And as a result, until Reiners is punched through, I really have trouble supporting any additional development in this area.
I, like anybody else, use Regent and La Jemoji. And to be honest with you, I drove through here on my way this way tonight, and I didn't have a problem. And I left at 4 o'clock, which was rush hour traffic. It is a problem at Christmas time. There's no doubt about it.
Sure.
When the Christmas season is on, everybody shows up at the mall. But there's been, I don't know how many occasions that I've come into that intersection where there hasn't even been any cars in the turning lane. And this is in midday. I'm shocked myself.
Okay. Order, please. Order.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions, councillors? No. I don't have any questions. I'll reserve till you have a chance to come back up. Thank you for your a well-done presentation. And We've been up here for 2 hours now. There was a meeting before this, so we're just going to take a quick little break, if you don't mind, because nature calls. All right? We'll be back in 2 minutes. Thank you.
Do you